USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin the week of February the 8th, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Critics say the impeachment trial could delay work Congress needs to get done. When it comes to impeachment, Senator Bob Casey believes the Senate will be able to multitask. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that the Senate should be able to run a trial at the same time they're trying to work on more COVID relief and approving a number of President Biden's nominees.
Not this week, because this week will just be formalities, but starting February 8th, we have to go through and process an impeachment trial. But I still think even in that week, and I think it's probably going to be, I hope it's just that week or 10 days, in the mornings we can get things done, whether it's nominations or committee meetings or otherwise.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
Russians are demonstrating by the thousands, asking for an opposition coordination council member to be released from jail. USA Radio News' Wendy King has the story.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested across Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's poisoning and arrest. The demonstrations spread out from the eastern regions of Russia across the nation, including thousands gathered in central Moscow to protest the Kremlin. Riot police detained hundreds of people. Navalny was detained in Moscow after recovering from a poisoning from a military-grade nerve agent in Siberia in August that left him in a coma. Western officials described the poisoning as an assassination attempt.
And the FBI has charged a man who called for the assassination of a member of Congress. 34-year-old Garrett Miller of Texas was arrested for taking part in the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Federal investigators also say Miller posted several threats of violence on his social media accounts, including a tweet calling for the assassination of New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 this week, saying he'd move heaven and earth to achieve his goal of administering 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC that a lot of work still has to be done to overcome vaccine hesitancy among certain segments of the country if the administration wants to achieve that goal.
One of the things that's of concern to me, and the reason why we're putting a considerable amount of effort into it, is to get over the vaccine hesitancy that we see in some segments of the population, particularly and understandably minority populations who have some hesitancy or skepticism based on some historical mistreatments. So we've really tried the best as we can, and I was doing it actually this morning on some of the shows with people on some of the minority groups, that you get out there and you explain that you understand the hesitancy they may have, but you go over the things that you need explanation of, like, why did we go so quickly? Was that a compromise of safety? Or was it just, as it really was, a reflection of extraordinary scientific advances? So we need the vaccine, we need to get it implemented, but we need to overcome the hesitancy that's associated with some segments of the population.
And the Detroit Lions are looking to trade their franchise quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Multiple sources report that Stafford and the team have mutually agreed to part ways in the offseason, with the Lions actively seeking to trade the 12-year veteran. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.